I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. Pope Francis is in Ecuador today, the first part of a South American tour that also includes Bolivia and Paraguay. He's been warmly welcomed by Ecuador's president, Rafael Correa. In a speech today, Correa echoed the Pope's call to reduce income inequality. The president also took the opportunity to emphasize his commitment to protect human life from the moment of conception. You see, abortion is illegal in Ecuador, and many advocates for women there say they're losing ground because of Correa's religious views. Roxandra Guidi has our story from Quito.
Rafael Correa has a state TV and radio show that goes on for up to 4 hours on Saturday mornings. His Sabatina, it's called. Wearing a casual white polo shirt and with mic in hand, he'll speak live to an audience as his charming and populist self. He tackles just about any topic, from the status of infrastructure projects to social programs and tax reform plans. But for the past few years, his Sabatinas are also the space where he gets to broadcast his often controversial views on women. Correa says, everyone is free to choose in our society. A man can be effeminate and a woman can be manly. But I prefer a woman that looks like a woman. And I think a woman likes a man who looks like a man. Beware of these so-called fundamentalist feminist movements that want men and women to be the same. Women's groups in Ecuador say they've been losing a series of hard-won rights since Correa came into office in 2007. Most recently, they've seen the dissolution of the government agency tasked with reducing teen pregnancy. Correa reorganized it and appointed an anti-abortion activist to run it. Monica Hernandez is associated with the conservative Opus Dei organization, also a vocal proponent of abstinence. Here's Hernandez this past March, responding to criticism about the government's new Plan Familia, a parent education program pushing for abstinence.
This has nothing to do with religion. We want everyone in Ecuador to have a right to define their family planning according to their own beliefs.
The debate over family planning heated up in 2008 when Ecuador passed a new constitution. It says the state recognizes and guarantees life from the moment of conception. Then, last year, pressure from public health and gender rights activists led various assembly women to suggest a reform to the abortion law. Speaking to the media before the vote, President Correa dismissed the effort as, quote, a gay and abortionist agenda. Correa says, these days you'd think that saying you're a heterosexual who believes in family and in the church is a sin. I won't be ashamed for being a heterosexual male who believes in family and in the Catholic Church. But that's the discourse we hear from protesters, which, by the way, isn't shared by the majority of Ecuadorians. As it turns out, the latest national survey from 2014 finds that about 65% of Ecuadorians support decriminalizing abortion. On the other hand, more than 75% of Ecuadorians self-identify as Catholic, a majority of which is against terminating a pregnancy.
Mi hija estaba embarazada, pero ¿cómo?
Last year, 29,000 teenage girls gave birth in Ecuador. Teen pregnancy rates are so high here that the topic is a common one for radionovelas like this one, meant to bring sex education to the masses in an honest and straightforward way. Something that's missing in the government's new family planning program, which advocates for abstinence until marriage. The person behind these PSAs is José Ignacio López Vigil. He's a former Jesuit priest turned radio host who's now critical of the power of the religious lobby on the state by groups such as Opus Dei.
If you're a public official, you must respect secular public policies. But in Ecuador, public officials here still talk of the Bible and the crucifix. This is due to the influence of secret and very powerful Catholic sects that are wielding more and more influence on the Ecuadorian government.
López Vigil is referring to Opus Dei and other groups such as Tradición, Familia y Propiedad, which are linked to right-wing parties and or causes throughout Latin America. All support a strong abstinence-only message for sex ed. Birth control is hard to come by in Ecuador. Gynecologist Virginia Gomez de la Torre says that those who are most affected by an abstinence-only message are young, poor, and indigenous women.
Las mujeres que toman un anticonceptivo.
She says, if women had access to birth control, they wouldn't get pregnant. And if they weren't getting pregnant, they wouldn't need to have abortions. But there are many challenges to getting access to reproductive rights in this country. 25-year-old Veronica Vera is sitting at an outdoor cafe in downtown Quito. She's a leader with Salud Mujeres, a collective of young women who advocate for legal abortion. The people seated in the nearby tables are staring at Vera as she speaks. Saying the word aborto in public is something of a taboo here. But Vera thinks her group has made great strides on the debate over reproductive rights. People are more accepting of it, she says. And Salud Mujeres now runs a hotline to make misoprostol, a pill that induces abortions, more accessible. Through the hotline, Salud Mujeres helps women find the pill and guides them through the process of terminating their own pregnancies in a safe manner.
La opinión pública desde que empezamos esta lucha, por ejemplo, con la línea.
Vera says, since we started the fight 6 years ago with our abortion hotline, public opinion has really shifted. I think people in Ecuador are more willing to listen to other arguments regarding abortion beyond the religious one. Still, when asked whether her activism for women's rights has changed her views of Catholicism or the Pope, Vera stops for a moment. No, she replies simply, off mic. Just because we support abortion doesn't mean many of us aren't people of faith. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, Ecuador.